This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour number two of the Blitz starts now. The White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios is Chance Collins, Charlie Collier, and GP3 with you for the next hour. Up over at fanrunradio.com, FM 1057, AM 1340 on your dial. We got the Periscope up and running at Fox Sports Knox, second hour smiles. That's on Twitter and Facebook. And then, as always, we have the free Fan Run Radio app in app stores. Download that today. Get all the local programming here at Fox Sports Knoxville. Hour number two, going to jump right into the NFL playoffs. I don't think that any of us can wait any longer. Big weekend. I've got updated Super Bowl odds after the wild card round. We might do a little fact or fiction this hour. And then also, I have all of our predictions from way back in August. Yes, I had to go back in the podcast back to August 5th before that first Hall of Fame game. Listen to that. Get all of our predictions once more. I'd like to add, I think it might have been Ryan, but it was very tough because none of the podcasts have been added to the list. They weren't added to the playlist like they're supposed to be and dragged to the top like they're supposed to be. So it took me about a good hour and a half.
Did we have an intern at that time?
Maybe not. It might have just been me and you and Charlie. But I feel like he came on a little bit after that. But yeah, it was a little out of order, so I just had to scroll through all the tracks. And it was, SoundCloud was moving so slow. But I found it, found the show, and I got all the predictions.
Hey, pro tip, next time just go type in on Twitter, Blitz.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could do
805
that. 805-22. I'm never good at searching on Twitter. You know, like when you try to go back and search people's tweets, I can't do that very well sometimes.
And there's some people that are pros at
like they can do it and just find any tweet from anybody and, you know, pull back the receipts, but sometimes I can do it, sometimes I can't. I think I did try that day, but it wasn't pulling up like I wanted to, so I probably wasn't putting the right keyword. But anyways, I got those. You want to start off with those first? Kind of lengthy. Want to start there?
Start there.
All right. AFC predictions. We'll start with the AFC South. I have everybody's predictions. Charlie, no surprise here. Your AFC South divisional winner was the Tennessee Titans. GP3, you chose the Titans as well. So did I. For the AFC North, this is where it gets kind of funny. Charlie, the Cleveland Browns. They had potential.
Can't say they didn't have potential. Bengals in all of my
other ones, but you picked the Browns with us. I don't know why. Yeah, I listened to it.
Are you sure?
I am positive. You can go back and listen to it today. See if I missed.
I bet on the Bengals. I picked the Bengals in like my whatever thing. Yeah. I don't know. That's weird.
Because I differed from you guys. GP3, you also picked the Browns. I picked the Browns, but as a wild card. My AFC North, excuse me, division winner was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Very stupid. They made the playoffs, though, but very stupid with how the season went.
Because the Colts choked it away. Yeah, like, they weren't a playoff
team. They shouldn't
team.
Have been in the playoffs. No, we can all agree there. All right, AFC West, the Chiefs for Charlie. GP3, you also went with the Kansas City Chiefs. I did as well. Then we go to the AFC East, and that would be the Buffalo Bills. Charlie, guess you're right there. Yeah, the Bills did prevail. GP3, you chose the Bills. So did I. Wild card teams out of the AFC. Charlie went with the Chargers, the Jets. Steelers.
The Jets pick is still funny to me.
Yeah, the Jets finishing second in the East. Jets in the wild card, Chargers, Jets, Steelers. GP3, your wild card picks were the Indianapolis Colts, also the Chargers, and the Baltimore Ravens.
Damn, my wild card, 0-3.
Yeah, my wild card pick was the Browns, the Ravens, and the Chargers, also 0-3. AFC Championship. So we didn't do like round after round, but we went straight to the AFC Championship. Charlie went with the Titans versus the Chiefs. GP3, you also went with the Titans versus the Chiefs. I went with the game that we have this Sunday, which, as GP3 told me during the break, some people are calling it the AFC Championship. I went with the Chiefs versus the Bills. Super Bowl from the AFC. Charlie is going with the Titans over the Chiefs. GP3 is going with the Titans over the Rams. And I am going with the Chiefs over the Bills.
Titans over the Chiefs for the AFC is what I had.
Yeah.
You said over the Rams.
Oh, I did say over the Rams. That's your Super Bowl pick. Titans versus the Chiefs, yeah. You went the Titans over the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. You guys both picked the Titans to make the Super Bowl. Interesting. It might come to fruition, too. Big Titans fans picking their team to go all the way. You might see it happen. NFC is where it gets a little bit funnier as well. All right, so for the NFC West, Charlie's pick was the Los Angeles Rams. Good pick by you. They prevailed, beating out the Arizona Cardinals, much better team. GP3 also went with the Los Angeles Rams. I went with the Rams as well. We all went chalk there. For the NFC South, Charlie chose the Falcons.
Absolutely, I did.
So you chose the Falcons. That's the one interesting one. GP3 went with the Bucks, and I also went with the Bucks as well. Then we go to NFC Least. Charlie went with the Washington Football Team.
Absolutely.
Me and GP3, I remember hearing this, we both said we couldn't go against the Cowboys, best team there, so we both took the Cowboys. And then for now we're at the West.
NFC North.
NFC North, yeah. NFC North, Packers across the board. And excuse me, my Rams were the wild card pick. I took the Seahawks as winning the NFC West. My mistake there. I had the Seahawks, but I had the Rams as the wild card. Yeah, NFC North, nobody picked anybody but the Packers. I mean, you just look at that division. Who's really going to compete with them until Aaron Rodgers is no longer the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers? Wild card picks from the NFC, though. I got Rams, Vikings, and 49ers. GP3, you had the Falcons.
Hey, they were in it. They were in it week 17.
GP3 also had the Seahawks. You want to hear his last team, Charlie? Wild card.
Let me guess.
Was it the Vikings?
No,
the Giants.
It's worse.
No, I don't.
It's not worse than the Giants.
The Bears.
Oh,
you picked the Bears.
I think I did go out on a limb and say yeah. The Bears would.
The Bears were your third wild card.
What
team.
An idiot! We never would have made picks that bad.
Charlie had the 49ers, Seahawks, and the Bucks as his wild card teams.
Killing it.
All right, and then NFC Championship, Bucks versus Packers for me. GP3. You have the Rams and the Packers. Charlie has the Rams and the Packers as well. And then on to the Super Bowl. Charlie picked the Titans over the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
And bada bing, bada boom.
GP3 has the Rams versus the Titans in the Super Bowl. The Rams, the Super Bowl winner. I have chosen the Packers versus the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Bucks versus Packers in the NFC Championship. Packers versus Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Chiefs to win it all. So, very depressing for myself.
I picked the Titans to lose the Super Bowl, too. So,
yeah, it's one of those things. I feel like that's more of the superstitious part. Like, I'll pick my team to go far, but I'm not going to pick them to win the Super Bowl so you guys can get me. Ain't going to make me feel bad and depressed that I picked them and then they don't win. If they lose, I picked them to lose the whole time. Don't feel bad at all. Going into this, has anything changed for you guys as far as your NFC Championship teams and your AFC Championship and your Super Bowl teams? Obviously, my AFC Championship team can't work because it's Chiefs versus Bills.
No, remember, the Kansas City Star guy, he told us this weekend. You actually already picked the correct AFC Championship.
So I will go with – I would change my AFC Championship, obviously, and I will go with the Bills versus – Titans. I'll go Bills versus Titans. That's my AFC Championship. My NFC Championship, I would like to remain the same. I'm still going to go Bucks versus Packers. I think Tom Brady gets it done this weekend, and they meet the Packers for the second back-to-back years NFC Championship game. Charlie?
Lock in what I have.
Lock in what you have.
Completely confident.
AFC Championship, Titans versus Chiefs. NFC Championship, Rams versus Packers. Titans versus Rams, Titans to win it all. GP3?
I think the Bills are going to get it done this weekend. So I think I'm going to stick with the Titans beating the Bengals, but I think they're going to match up against the Bills.
So you got Bills versus Titans. Titans still going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, I'll take the – I'm going to take the Chiefs to still go to the Super Bowl. No, I just said Bills. I'm going to stay with the Bills. That's where I want to stay. I want to stay with the Bills versus the Titans in the AFC Championship. I will take the Bills to go to the Super Bowl. Sorry, guys. Bills versus the Packers, and I'll change it. Packers win. Why not? Bills versus Packers in the Super Bowl, Packers win. I'm going to be like Charlie. I'm going to root for my team. I'm not going to hedge my happiness. I'm going to root for my team. And then, outside of divisional picks and championships, we'll flow right through these, and we'll go on to the next segment. But we also have MVP and player individual awards. MVP, I chose Aaron Rodgers. Smart guy. Charlie chose Matt Stafford. And GP3, you had Josh Allen hoisting the trophy at the end of the year.
Not bad picks from any of us there.
No, actually really good picks. Comeback player of the year, GP3, Dak Prescott. Charlie, Dak Prescott. Chance, I have chosen Nick Bosa.
Who is the favorite for that award right now?
I think it's Dak.
I think it's Dak,
I think
right?
It's still Dak. Yeah, I think you guys are right there. All right, and then we move on to Coach of the Year. We even did that. Yeah, We even did Coach of the Year. All right. You want to hear who you guys' Coach of the Year is?
Let us have it.
Let me guess. Did I put you Arthur both, Smith or Robert Saleh?
You both picked the same person, Arthur Smith.
Good job by us.
So, Arthur Smith, for you guys, I chose McDermott.
I mean, Arthur Smith made sense since we both had the Falcons.
Doug McDermott?
What's that? No. Sean McDermott. Offensive Player of the Year? You both chose Derrick Henry, which would not have been a bad pick. He likely wins that. I'm not even going to chastise you guys on that. If he stays healthy, he's likely your Offensive Player of the Year. He probably doesn't get MVP again, but gets Offensive Player of the Year. I chose Stephon Diggs. For Defensive Player of the Year, do you remember your picks there?
I hope I said TJ Watt.
Nope, Khalil Mack. Charlie?
Oh, God. I don't know. Did I just say Aaron Donald?
No, I went with Aaron Donald. You went with Jair Alexander.
Really?
Yeah. You went with the pack. Rookie of the Year? Yeah. You said Jair. I remember rewinding
it
back.
I remember now, too. I remember
I was
this.
Like, are you sure? Yeah.
He's
like,
hey,
yeah.
He got hurt this year, maybe. Maybe right. He would have, in those, six games he missed, he could have just had 10 interceptions in those That's six true. Games, and I would have won.
All right, rookie of the year is where it gets kind of funny.
I know who I picked for offense.
I think I know who I picked. Too.
Yeah, we know who you picked, too. Rookie of the year offensive side, who'd you pick?
Actually, I don't remember who I picked.
Zach Wilson.
Okay.
I picked Justin Fields.
I did, too. We both took Justin Fields. You went with Zach Wilson. Rookie of the year on the defensive side of the ball. You guys both picked the same person as well.
Yeah, we both picked Caleb Farley.
You did.
I think we'd have said there's no clear cut, even close to favorite for who would win this. We might as well just pick Caleb Farley because he's probably going to start for a playoff team. Little did we know he would just play about 22 snaps and tear his ACL.
Yeah. My rookie of the year on the defensive side of the ball is Patrick Surtain Jr. So. Don't know how we share up there. I'm looking for odds and some of these individual awards. I cannot find them. But I do have NFL MVP odds. MVP right now sitting at minus 400, Aaron Rodgers. Looks like the clear-cut favorite down the stretch. Behind him is Tom Brady at plus 400. Then Cooper Kupp at plus 2,000. Joe Burrow at plus 2,500. And then Jonathan Taylor at plus 33.
Cooper Kupp should win.
He'll win Offensive Player of the Year. As we've seen many offensive players who are not quarterbacks do so in the last couple years. Probably he won't get MVP. Probably never will. It's a quarterback driven award, but
Cooper Kupp should win the MVP. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he will.
No. I'm saying I know what you're saying. I'm saying he probably should, but he'll get Offensive Player of the Year. He'll be right there.
It's just a shame. It's a shame. It's just a only quarterback award.
Yeah, It is. It doesn't really. No other
position.
Should
have been Derrick Henry last year. Should have been Cooper Kupp this year.
Derrick Henry, this might have been his year.
It was. I mean, he was on
pace. I mean, on pace, yeah.
He was on pace to, like, break NFL records.
Was he on pace to, pace easily. To break Dickerson's record?
Yeah, no, he was on pace to. For,
I
like,
thought so.
Like, to beat it by, like, over 100, I think.
Yeah, so it's a shame that he went down like that. Hopefully he comes back 100% healthy, and we'll get to see him get close to some of those records once again. 865-546-8200, that's our number if you want to get in on this discussion. On the other side, we'll go ahead and jump into some of the Super Bowl odds after the wild card weekend. Keep it locked here for more of the Blitz and more Fan Run Radio. Got the final eight teams left. Titans fans talking to you. Big weekend for you. Bengals coming to town. Charlie, are you gonna dress up as Joe Exotic? No.
Not a chance. I thought about it for another 5 minutes, and I decided that's ridiculous, and it's not something I'm interested in doing.
If the Titans lose, I'm
blind. You just have Joe Exotic look-alike walking around all sad.
Yeah. That would be kind of funny.
He could switch to prison attire. Joe Exotic.
I just thought about it in my head. That would have been real funny. You walking out of the stadium in a white pant.
It's going to be too cold to be Joe Exotic.
You can't have the chest hair out. Taco meat.
You know, I don't get bothered by the cold, but there's no need to be cold for something stupid. But most importantly, I just want to wear Titan stuff, and I would just be worried the entire time that I did bad superstition things. I don't really know how to phrase that at all, but... I would be scared to bring bad luck upon the Titans by not wearing usual things. You know, I usually wear one of my 16 jerseys every game. So,
yeah, really have 16 jerseys?
Probably more.
You got it all counted out too.
I mean, I just save all my jerseys, and I like to go on eBay and buy old Titans jerseys. Like, I just got a Chris Johnson one. I have like a Derek Morgan, a Jason Babin.
I have an old
Van and Bosch, Haynesworth.
I guess I have an old Freak jersey. I definitely got a Vince Young jersey. And
got a Keith Bullock jersey in there somewhere. A David Stewart jersey, Big Country.
Got a Chris Johnson somewhere, too. Not a Stitch jersey, just a screen print.
Yeah, well, at least you'll be in your Titans gear. It would have been pretty funny to see you on TV, though. I'd be like, there's my friend Charlie right there supporting his team. What a big old bangle. Next time.
Shoot, what was I trying to think of? Why did my brain just break?
I don't know. It does that sometimes. It happens. Want to hear some Super Bowl odds?
No.
Who do you think has the best odds?
The Green Bay Packers.
The Packers are your best team coming in at plus 380. That's good value there.
They have the best odds because they have the easiest matchup this round combined with their already position as a favorite.
I'm not going to say it's an easy matchup, though. They have struggled versus San Francisco as a Packer fan. I've seen San Francisco beat the Packers plenty of times in the playoffs.
If the Packers win
Aaron Rodgers is 0-3 against the 49ers in the playoffs. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's never beat them.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's probably Packers.
Two of those years was Kaepernick.
Packers, Chiefs, Bills, Bucks, Rams, Titans, Bengals, 49ers.
You said Packers, Chiefs, Bills, Bucks. Rams, what?
Rams, Bengals, 49ers.
No. Your first three, though, were right, or first four. You went Packers, Chiefs, Bills, Bucks. That was correct. Rams also correct. And then plus 850 is your Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, Titans, Bengals, 49ers.
I didn't hear you say Titans in front of the Bengals. It's Titans, 49ers, then the Bengals. Bengals have the worst odds.
I would have figured they would have had better odds than the 49ers.
The Titans are plus 850 right now?
They are.
I got them at plus 2,500 earlier
nice
in the year.
Nice value.
Yeah.
What
good
I
job by you.
However, I would imagine that if the favorites hold serve this weekend and you end up with Buccaneers, Packers, and then Chiefs, Titans, the Chiefs would then have the best Super Bowl odds.
Yeah, because they're going to...
Right now, the only reason the Chiefs don't have the best Super Bowl odds is because they had the Bills this weekend.
Yeah.
But the winner of that game is going to come out of it with the best Super Bowl odds.
Likely. That makes sense.
Unless it ends up being the Bucks versus the 49ers, and then I think the Bucks will have the best.
Best Super Bowl odds, yeah. I can see that, too. Are you guys any... Let me ask you this real fast. In your opinion, this team better than last year's team, Titans team?
Oh, yeah, because of the defense.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Last year had the 32nd best defense in the NFL and a third down defense that was the worst in 47 years or something like that. This year you have a top five defense, and you have an offense that averages 7 yards a play with Julio, AJ, and Derek all on the field together, which would be the best in the NFL by an entire yard.
What's your offense average last year on the without
the offense was better last year?
Was that, I felt like not
yards per play. They weren't better in a yards per play aspect than those three are when they've been on the field together this year. Granted, that's a very small sample size. However, the offense last year was averaging 30 points a game and was much better this year. Injuries have been just abysmal. But again, when you have Derrick Henry, Julio Jones, and A.J. Brown on the field at the same time, you're averaging 7 yards a play, which is would have been an NFL record, which would have been best in the NFL by a yard.
How many times did y'all have them on the field at the same time?
Not very frequently.
Was it maybe the first week of the season?
I think it was like the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, because I feel like they never – I mean, outside of – I know Derrick Henry got hurt, but like I feel like it was never like full strength as far as getting A.J. on the field at the same time, Julio on the field at the same time, and especially Henry all at once. So I didn't think that happened too often. Are you guys any worried since you did see your Titans have a first-round playoff exit last season? Are you worried that they're not going to be ready for the moment?
I don't think it has anything to do with the moment. Last year you just got beat because – well, you had a guy drop a pass. You had a guy miss a sack that led to a Lamar Jackson scramble, and you just got beat. Like, sometimes I guess that just happens. We weren't a very good team last year. We just were a very good offense that was able to succeed because of coaching, hard work, and just the talent that you had offensively. But, again, we weren't a very good team. The moment, however, I don't think has ever been too big for this team. They're at their best against the best teams, which is – proven by their 4-0 record against all the remaining seven teams in the playoffs. No one else can boast an undefeated record against the remaining teams. You know, that's proven again by the record-breaking amount of wins the Titans had year
but
against
stuff,
teams
you,
with winning
records.
You got to
throw out when it comes to the playoffs, right? Like
it can be proven again by their record in primetime and in home games. I mean, it can be proven by the team's ability as a wild card to go on the road two seasons ago and beat the Tom Brady-led Patriots and then the Lamar Jackson MVP, Lamar Jackson-led Ravens. I think there's plenty of evidence out there that shows that this team, you know, is more than capable of.
Well, I know you guys love the Titans. How do
being
the
in the moment.
What happens if the how do the Titans lose this game? I know you're going to praise them, and you know you feel like Titans are.
How do you lose
shot.
The game? You turn the ball over.
I think also if you get down early, because we saw that's kind of what happened against the Ravens. They got you out of your element. You weren't able to run the ball the way you wanted to.
You didn't get down early in that game, did you? Didn't you get the A.J. Brown touchdown catch?
Against the Ravens in the playoffs last year?
Yeah.
I'm looking.
I'm pretty sure we got down, and like we just quit running the ball.
They just took away the run. And then they did a really good job in man coverage on A.J. Brown, and Corey Davis did not have a very good game. We didn't really have anywhere to go. But, no, the Titans went up in that game 10-0, and then it got tied 10-10.
That's right.
Yeah.
You only scored a field goal in the second half, couldn't get any points up.
It was really just the run defense the Ravens played was really good. But you lose this game if you turn it over too many times. You know, one turnover you can probably survive. Two plus, you're going to lose. Other than that, I do feel pretty confident, you know, in this matchup. The Bengals have a top run defense statistically, yes, but
they're banged up on the D-line.
They're not actually a top run defense. Oftentimes, you know, they've had some really low numbers against bad teams that had to go away from the run quickly. When they've played teams that run the ball well, they've been up, you know, in the hundreds. They had one really impressive game against the 49ers where they held them to 100 yards.
I mean, also, you
but the Bengals allowed teams that want to run the ball. The Bears, 123 yards. The Jags, 139. The Packers, 133. The Browns, 153. The Broncos, 133. And the Chiefs, 155. And now they've lost Njobe, their best interior defensive lineman. Trey Hendrickson got concussed. He will be back. And they have another defensive lineman that's questionable. So,
yeah, turnovers.
You should be able to run.
Probably if the Titans have some major turnovers, Ryan Tannehill is going to have to practice ball security. But, yeah, I mean, you just the numbers you just told me, I mean, Titans look like maybe they'll be able to run the ball on them. But if the Bengals want to win, I think the key is bottling up Derrick Henry, right? I mean, you got to bottle him up.
You would think so, but then if Todd Downing's able to incorporate the play action at the right time, I mean, that's how the Titans have always been able to beat people is you get them to bite on Derrick Henry and then – a healthy A.J. Brown can beat anybody over the middle.
Of course. And I'm just looking at, like, past fears. Like, listen, I don't know who I'm picking either way right now, but when the Titans did lose to the Ravens last year, you know, you guys were just talking about it, Derrick Henry was bottled up to only 2.2 yards a carry on 18 carries.
Yeah, but and then more so it was just the defensive effort against A.J. Brown. But A.J. Brown has since grown
up a little bit. He had a decent game, though. In that game.
He had what? He had that one touchdown early, but in the second half.
He had six catches for 83 yards on 10 targets, 13.8 average, one touchdown. His longest catch was 28 yards.
In the second half, though, is when he went quiet. He had that touchdown in the first quarter, and I think he had almost all of his catches in the first half. The second half is when they really started to bottle up that run game.
How many carries do you think Derrick Henry gets?
20-plus.
So 20-plus.
15.
20-plus, even if it's 15-plus, I mean, if I'm the Bengals, I'm looking to, you know, what the Ravens did. Like, hey, if we can keep this guy.
They don't have the personnel. That's the biggest difference.
Any given Saturday, I mean, maybe. I'm just saying, like, yes, they probably don't have the personnel. You're right there, that Ravens defense, although.
Well, I mean, schematically, it wouldn't even make sense for them to try to replicate what the Ravens defense did because they don't have the parts to do so.
Maybe not
schematically. I think they're just going to attack it a different way, and it could still work.
I'm not an NFL coach. I'm just saying from a fan's perspective or from somebody just looking at the box score, I'm just like, well, I want to try to have the same success and hold him to not having a big day. And if he gets 20 carries and he only averages 2 yards a carry, I feel like that's a damn win. Like if I'm the head coach or defensive coordinator, that's we should be in a position to win if we can harness the best running back in the league for 20 carries and only 2 yards a carry. I'm not saying that's going to happen or schematically if they have the personnel to do it, any of that stuff. But that has got to be your number one thing. I don't think they're worried about. I mean, they're probably worried about AJ Brown having a big day. But if anything, teams probably still look at the Titans and say, well, I'm going to try to make Ryan Tannehill beat me. Like, that still has to be the focus, right? You're scared of Derrick Henry. You try to make Ryan Tannehill beat you and put him in some compromised situations to force him to turn over the ball.
It's also, I mean, it's hard. It's gotten harder to do, too, now that the defense isn't the 32nd worst defense in the NFL.
Yeah, no, you guys' defense is better. It's definitely, that's
I mean, now
key.
It's like a top five defense instead of a bottom one. The biggest thing is really are the Titans going to be able to get pressure with four? Can they blitz four and have the rest in coverage? And if they can, you know, I think that's where the game's won. The game's going to be won at the line of scrimmage. You know, you have all these teams that are pass happy, this, that, and the other, offensive-minded teams. And when you really get into the playoffs, what matters more than anything oftentimes is the line of scrimmage. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, running it a million times a game, but you just have to be sound in your blocking, in your physicality. You know, stopping the run, being able to run the ball at times. You know, even the Bills, who had the highest Cook index in the NFL in terms of throwing and run situations, still got 81 yards on the ground on Saturday night. So
Titans were the second best team.
You have to be able to run the ball in the playoffs.
Second best team as far as rushing defense on the year in the NFL regular season, 84.6 allowed a game. Overall, though, 12th best defense, 329 yards per outing. So...
But when I say top five defense, I just mean like top five defense, not necessarily statistically, just because you had some of your early season games skew those numbers a little bit. But since the Chiefs game on, you've allowed the lowest point total in the NFL per game.
All right, we'll see. Be a big game this week, and there's your updated Super Bowl odds. We'll take a quick timeout. We got a couple more segments left in us before we get out of here for the day.
and switch you over to Talk Sports. Keep locked here for more of the Blitz, though. Welcome back into the Blitz, live here on Fan Run Radio, in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Chance Collins, GP3, and Charlie Collier. Before we move right along, though, as you're watching these games this weekend, make sure that you head over to our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook and get signed up. That's right. Each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. You can bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. We talked about the teams that we liked this past segment. If you missed any of that, you can get the podcast as soon as we get off here today. Hour number two will be uploaded as soon as we finish. Turn over to Talk Sports. But I think we all settled on the Titans, the Packers, the Bills, and we kind of mix back and forth on that Bucks game. But hey, make your decision for yourself. Just sign up for the FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. Simple and easy to use app with generous promotions every day and even bigger boosts on the weekend. Safe and secure with the best in-class customer service. That is true. If you have an issue with your account, you can get up, you know, go to the help page, you can send an email, you can get live chat, and they're very quick. Put you in the portal, get you in the queue, and they'll have your issues resolved very promptly. And when you win, FanDuel will pay your winnings in as little as 2 hours. If you already have the FanDuel Sportsbook, well, you can win too. FanDuel is going to hook all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend, plus your friend will get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 though off a $5 bet when you use promo code BLITZ when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Use promo code BLITZ and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit is required. Must wager and designate offer market. Max bonus of $150. Bonus for Tennessee users for filling site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See full terms sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Couple minutes here. You guys got anything?
Continuing with the Titans talk a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Another interesting note for this game. The Bengals defensive line coach, the guy that also just, you know, is basically their run defense coordinator, Marion Hobby, pretty familiar with Derrick Henry. He was the co-defensive coordinator for Clemson.
Yeah.
In 2015, when Henry ran for 158 yards and 3 touchdowns in that game.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, he was a defensive line coach for the Jaguars when Henry had 204 scrimmage yards and 2 touchdowns. In the following season, Henry had another 238 yards against the Jags.
And he's with the Bengals now?
Yeah, and he is now with the Bengals, but he was with the Jags for when Henry embarrassed them on national television multiple times, and he was with Clemson when Henry embarrassed Clemson.
So that would scare me a little bit. I'd be like, well, now he's familiar with them. What are you talking about, like 3 or 4 times? Now he might have the
game. He's seen him 8 times in his career already, and he has not stopped him once. So we'll see.
I'd be almost a little worried, like, well, now he'll finally stop him because he's seen him so much. Be like an omen to me. That's just me probably thinking the glass is half empty.
Titans ran well against the Bengals last year. Unfortunately, the game plan was just so strange in that game. The pass rush was abysmal. But, I mean, it can't be understated how important it was for the Bengals, how important Larry Ogunjobi was, and how big of an absence that is. I don't know. I'm interested. I'm very interested to see how some of these matchups play out. You know, how Tennessee's pass rush does against a very bad Bengals offensive line. Can they get to Joe Burrow without allowing guys like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins to work those double moves, those slower developing routes downfield?
I heard some people talking the other day about it. I don't think it was you guys. Then Ja'Marr Chase pushes off. They always throw those back shoulders. Somebody was complaining about
everyone. Most receivers do.
Well, I know all receivers are handy, but they were specifically just talking about Ja'Marr Chase gets away with it a lot.
No one pushes off more than DeAndre Hopkins, but Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, yeah, he gets a little bit physical. It should be interesting with Christian Fulton and Ja'Marr Chase. Christian Fulton, not the kind of guy that shadows receivers. We aren't really like that. You know, we'll line up where we line up. If they come to your side, you got them. If they come to his side, he's got them. But Christian Fulton went to high school with Ja'Marr Chase, went to college with Ja'Marr Chase, has spent countless years getting, you know, the two of them getting familiar with each other. You wonder if that gives either of them the edge in that matchup. Joe Burrow, obviously, you know, a guy that Christian Fulton also familiar with, that he also played with. You wonder if, you know, is it going to work where Christian Fulton's like, hey, I know his tendencies. You know, when he's doing this, you know, I can maybe jump this route here. And maybe, you know, if I get handsy here on this break, you know, I've seen in the past where he does that. Or maybe it'll be Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase saying, hey, remember back in practice when we used to always be able to get Christian Fulton to bite on this out and up and you know, third and mediums. It'll just be interesting to see if that has any impact, and if it does, you know, who it favors.
If Joe Burrow can win against the Titans and put himself in the AFC Championship game, will we look at him as being elite? Is that elite status?
Maybe. I mean, all depends on, like, the context of how that game would transpire to me. You know, if he goes out and has another game where he's just electric, throwing for 300, 400 yards, you know, several touchdowns, he'd be definitely closer to elite status. You know, I still wouldn't be comfortable calling him elite just yet, given that it's a year and a half into his career and he is playing with exceptional weapons that teams haven't gotten a whole offseason to scout yet. Other than that, though, you know, it'll be – I mean, the three most important matchups are the Titans pass rush, the Titans offensive line versus their defensive front, and then, you know, obviously the Titans secondary against the Bengals wide receivers. Christian Fulton also did guard T. Higgins in the national championship or championship game. He guarded T. Higgins pretty much the entire game and held him to just a couple receptions in like less than 30 yards. So he has a history.
Should be a great game on tap this weekend starting at 4:30 here for us in Eastern Tennessee. If you're going to the game, 3:30 local time. So gear up, Titans fans. Gear up. One more day to wait. Your weekend's almost here. The playoffs are upon us, as Charlie would say. Winter is coming. Quick timeout right here. Come back. Wrap up the show. Send you in to Talk Sports. Keep it locked here.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
To the world. Closing time.
Closing time on your Thursday. One more day until your weekend is upon you. Wrapping up the show here, Chance, Charlie, and GP3. We got Talk Sports in the building. I hear John out in the vestibule. John Reed, Cam, Charlie the Iron Man will be helping them. And then the drive this afternoon with Russ, the Bear, and Jake Miller. Those Titan fans now, they're very, very proud Titans fans.
Just know the real Titans fans.
Know the real Titans fans.
Davey Hudson, GP3. John Reed, GP3, Charlie Collier. Those are the four real
Titans
fans.
Is Davey a big one? I feel like Davey took this heel turn to be a Titans fan. Like, not heel turn, but like, I felt like when he first started the station, I didn't hear him talk so much about Titans. And I know
it's just because he's one of the most negative people here.
Okay, that's probably what it was.
I mean, he declared, I know he does his, he declared our Titans season podcast over and Tannehill over like 17 times in 15 games.
Davey is kind of negative. It's just a strategy by him. It's reverse psychology. All right, wrapping up the show. Let's go ahead and end it like we always do, a little if you haven't heard. Who wants to go first?
Chancellor, I got GP3 too. Both of you.
I was about to say, I feel like this is breaking news for me.
I'll let you guys decide.
All right, hold on.
I'll let you guys decide. Do you want the slightly decent news that's mildly important first? Or do you want the terrible, terrible, terrible
news
first?
I always want the bad news first.
Me too. Bad news first.
Give me the bad news first.
Isaiah Nayer is no longer a Vol.
Oh, no.
He has committed to and signed with the University of Texas.
Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah. There's a shock.
Thought you had him.
Vols missed on another portal.
Sarkisian and Gary Patterson come in to scoop him away, the assistant to the head coach, the special assistant. All right, what's the good news?
Not good.
That's not good.
he went down to visit Texas this weekend. Apparently, he had been ignoring calls and texts from the guys at VolQuest the last couple days.
Yeah, I'd heard from like
he went to Ole Miss. He told the guys that he was still firm, that he was still with Vol. Then, and he said he was done with his visits. Then he decided to go to Texas anyway, and then started ignoring every one of our insiders.
Because it seemed like it seemed like VolQuest and those insiders were reporting that like he's doing the visits, but he's confirmed he's all Vol. So he pulled a. He pulled a fast one on us.
Oh, man, not a good place with the self-imposed scholarship sanctions. You know, that's why we've had to have guys leave in the first place. We don't. Yeah. We're running out of scholarships. You know, that's why we can't be aggressive in the portal.
And we still haven't gotten anything ruled against us. Why the hell did we self-impose?
Why? Yeah. Why did we take scholarships?
Yeah,
away,
like, you know, because like they haven't done anything to us.
Now, like we're not really adding.
Who knows if they're ever going to do anything to us?
We're losing guys.
Maybe they don't do anything to us like 5 years later, and then we've took all these scholarships away. And just
so I don't really know how aggressive we even can be in the portal, like how many scholarships we have to offer.
Man.
However, we did just throw out another scholarship, so I don't know if those were at all related because they came within 5 minutes of each other. But Louisiana transfer linebacker Lorenzo McCaskill.
Okay,
McCaskill. That can't be right, but
McCaskill.
He just picked up.
Let's say McCaskill.
McCaskill. That makes a lot more sense. He just picked up an offer from the Vols. He's a good player, so yay.
My excitement about next year's Tennessee football just keeps going down.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, we'll reach the season. You'll be out on Josh Heupel and the team.
I'm not out on Josh Heupel. We don't have any weapons.
If you haven't heard,
we have weapons.
We have a weapon.
I mean, we have more than a weapon.
We have Ced. That's about it.
What? I mean, we have Cedric Tillman, Jabari Small, Justin
Jabari
Williams.
Jabari Small's
come
an
in.
Average SEC running back. He's not
I mean,
a game
you
changer.
Have, you have the four-star freshman that's come in that'll probably compete to start right away. And you don't know what that receiver room's going to turn into. There's going to be more than just Cedric Tillman. Last year we said we have one weapon, and it's Valus Jones Jr., and look at Cedric Tillman broke out for 1,000 yards.
I was high on Peyton when he came in.
And I mean, you know, he was your third best weapon. So,
another news, if you haven't heard, last night was a big night in the NBA. Joel Embiid, he scored 50 points in 27 minutes. I don't know if you guys saw that. That was nasty. 50 points in 27 minutes. He only had to play 58 seconds into the fourth quarter, and a big win over the Magic. Also in the NBA, other records broken last night. LeBron becomes the first ever player in the 30, 10, and 9 club. He is the first ever player after last night with 30,000 points. He got his 10,000th rebound last night, and he has 9,000-plus assists. So 30,000-plus points, 10,000-plus rebounds, 9,000-plus assists. First player in NBA history to do so. LeBron James.
LeBron James. LeBron James. LeBron James. LeBron James. LeBron James.
I never found that any kind of funny. I always just kind of hated that meme.
The kid?
LeBron James.
The kid's cute.
I didn't find it funny.
Kids are cute, man.
I didn't find him cute.
Wow.
It was a good Vine.
Wow.
Vine back in the day was so good.
Charlie going against the kids now. I didn't find him cute. It was a good Vine.
Hey, F them kids. As Michael Jordan once said.
I don't think I have any other big news outside of that. Howard Stern. You guys know Howard Stern? Shock jock. He says hospitals should turn away anti-vaxxers. Quote, "You're going to go home and die." That was pretty funny.
Yeah. COVID has turned so many people just insane. Howard.
Well, the voice of reason, Howard Stern. You know, all.
Can I get Beetlejuice's take on this?
Yeah, I need to hear from Beetlejuice.
I need to hear what Beetlejuice has to say first.
Old
Beetlejuice. All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up on the way out. National Calendar Days. Today is National Cheese Lovers Day. I love cheese. I know you guys do too.
Davey hates cheese.
Yeah, Davey's weird. We've established this. It's also Get to Know Your Customers Day. I guess in any capacity you are, we'd like to get to know our listeners. It's National Butter Crunch Day and National Disc Jockey Day. I was once a DJ. That's fun stuff. You guys ever DJed?
Yeah, but the music was terrible, so I was just mostly unhappy.
Yeah, it's not just like that. On a little bit of a rotation. Hey, that'll do it for us. Talk Sports is up next from noon until 3. For Charlie, for GP3, I'm Chance Collins. We'll see you tomorrow. Do it all again right here on the Blitz. Keep it locked for more Fan Run Radio.